Welcome back in. Spin on Golf here on a Sunday night, our inaugural show. So glad you can join us here on 760 WJR, of course, sponsored by our friends at Rocket Mortgage Classic. Speaking of friends, this guy has been so gracious with his time over the last few years. We've had him on as a guest, both on phone, I think on the computer at some point in time. And he was even out here at Fox Hills with a little trophy that he had in tow as well. Let's welcome him back into the show. CC, Michigan State, go green, and of course, live golf, James Pyatt. First of all, James, as always, thank you so much for your time. Thanks for joining us here on the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me, and go white, by the way. But I appreciate you guys having me on here tonight.
Yeah, I had to get that out of there, out of the way right away, not only as a Spartan, but my daughter's going to be a Spartan now as well. So
you got the Spartan hat on.
Yeah,
tonight.
Of course.
Stevenson Spartan hat.
I'm always representing. Hey, you know, I know you're pretty busy with your own golf as well, but let's start here. Your thoughts on what we're watching right now, James. How much have you been able to catch of this year's edition of the Masters?
Yeah, I watched a lot of it this year. I mean, some golf being played. I was really pumped up watching the U.S. Amateur champ, Sam Bennett. I mean, that's really what I wanted to watch today because I was like, man, he finishes that top 12 spot, gets an invite back next year. I was pulling for him hard, but really cool seeing Phil play well, obviously, too. I mean, there was a lot of great golf on today. I mean, it was fun to watch.
Yeah, you know what? It was interesting. I don't know Sam, so you're going to have to tell me if my read on him is correct. He didn't look pleased with what he did at the end of today. You know, I was joking with the boys. I'd be going crazy if I had the kind of weekend that he did. But when it finished up, you could tell he was kind of sitting there going, I could have done more. I could have done more. And that kind of shows me what a competitor he is.
Yeah, absolutely. I got to play with Sam as a teammate of his for, it was called the Spirit, Team USA kind of competition international thing, and we were partners, but, I mean, he's just a killer out there on the golf course. That's the best way to describe him. I mean, he wants to win every time he tees it up, and, I mean, it's really cool the fact that he's playing in a Masters and he didn't let any of the external pressure get to him. It was all about he thought he was good enough to go win it, and I thought that was really cool to watch this week, and, yeah, it looked like he was a little bummed at the end there, but, I mean, that's still a heck of a performance to finish 17th or whatever he ended up for the week. I mean, that's really impressive to do what he just did.
James Jordan here. Happy Easter to you and your family. Welcome back to Michigan. Did you talk to Sam before the event? Did you give him a little bit of insight of what you experienced last year, and what were those conversations like?
Yeah, I mean, I shot him a text, and I said, the only thing I'm going to tell you about this week, I'm like, just make sure you spend a night in the crow's nest. I thought, aside from the golf part, I was like, listen, you know, do your thing. But the crow's nest was the coolest part of the week for me. I mean, staying in Augusta National's clubhouse, I mean, the Masters week, it doesn't get any better. The Ams and the former champion are the only players allowed on property to stay overnight, so I think that's a unique experience that you could never really get back if you don't do it. So I hope he took me up on that. I'm not going to blow up his phone right now because I'm sure there's a million people doing that, but either way, really cool week for him.
Hey James, Jeff Goble here. How you doing, bud?
Good, how are you, Gobes?
I'm good. Hey, what's going to happen with Captain Mickelson after this event? Is he going to have a little party for everybody? I'm surprised that you guys didn't get together and we're on 18 green.
Hey, he's probably texting Mickelson and getting replies, but he won't get any from Sam, right?
Yeah.
Well, Phil hasn't checked his phone yet, but he's been texting us through the week, which is pretty cool. I tried to stay away from texting this week. I didn't want to bother him while he's playing the tournament, but, I mean, it's pretty freaking awesome what he just did. I mean, to come out and to show up, I mean, I forgot if it was true or not, but I think he was the oldest guy to finish in the top five at the Masters. I don't know if that stat's accurate,
correct,
but I thought
yeah.
I saw that flash on the screen.
Mm-hmm. And the lowest round, right?
Yeah.
The lowest round,
too. I mean,
too.
Even better. Yeah, I texted him. I said, you're aging like some fine wine. That's what I said. I mean, pretty impressive. But, no, I mean, I think he's going to be pretty excited with how this week went. And obviously, he still wants to compete when he comes to these things. I mean, he was talking beforehand. He's like, hey, I'm going to go win a green jacket. That's what was on his mind. So it's really impressive to see, you know, even though everyone kind of labels him as older and wants to write him off, he's still a great competitor, a great player, and one of the best in the history of the game. So it's been amazing watching him this past week as well.
What do you think the biggest thing about Phil, and you've got to spend a lot of time with him over the last, I don't know, I'm guessing 6-8 months, maybe longer. What's the biggest thing about him that surprised you that maybe you didn't know?
Just his knowledge for the game. I mean, I knew he was smart, you know, watching him on TV, listening in interviews, but I mean, there's nothing this guy doesn't know about golf, whether it's a certain shot, the history of the game, anything. I mean, he is one of the smartest dudes I've ever talked to. BC can attest to that, too. I mean, BC's been out for a couple events with me and got to chat with Phil, and it's just never-ending knowledge when you ask him a question. I mean, it's been really cool to me just being around him, and anything I ask him, he has an answer to and is really gracious about sharing info, and I've loved it.
James Pyatt kindly joining us here. It is, of course, a Spin on Golf brought to you by our friends at Rocket Mortgage Classic. BC, I'm sure you have a question or two for your old pal, James.
How'd you play today, dog?
It was all right. I just went out to Washington. I got some practice in, played a few holes. But we had some family time today, so I went to church this morning with the parents, and then we just had a family dinner here, so... Unfortunately, the time on the course today was cut a little short, but, you know, feeling good about it.
I want to hear about the travel agency you opened up and this flight. What was it?
The
online booking flight?
The flight to West Palm Beach,
yeah,
I hear.
Yeah, let's hear about that.
One thing I've learned is, you know, I'm still kind of a knucklehead college kid, even though I'm pretty much been out for a year, but... Booking my flight back to Michigan from West Palm, I did it the day of, and I'm looking at my app, and I'm sitting here looking at the reservation. I'm like, oh, this is weird. I thought there was direct flights from Palm Beach to Detroit, but I'm like, oh, I guess not. I'll take the connector today. And I'm getting ready to check in for my flight about 3 hours before it, and I'm looking at my phone. I'm like, oh, this is weird. It says I'm going from Detroit to Palm Beach today. So I was bright enough to book my flights in the reverse order. So thankfully I got that changed. It was actually nice news because I ended up getting a direct flight. So even better, I got bumped to first class with all my sky miles. So you know what? Not a bad day.
Good for you. Good for you.
By the way, it's over. John Rahm just cinches up the 2023 Masters Tournament. Shot a final round 69, 12 under for the tournament. Congratulations to John Rahm. Taking care of business.
On Seve's birthday.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
As did Sergio in 2017. It was the last time that Sunday ended on the 9th.
Wow.
And Sergio won it.
Wow.
So the Spaniards, look out for them on finishing on the 9th.
Pretty cool there. Pretty cool.
James, we haven't had a chance to talk to you. I think we talked to you maybe last July or August. I don't remember. What's this past year been for you? Because I think people forget your name's been out there for a while. You're still learning as well, and there's still certainly a ceiling that you've yet to hit. What's the past year been like for you?
Yeah, I mean, it's just been a lot of learning opportunities. That's the best way I'd describe it. I mean, played golf all over the world this past year. I mean, it's been hectic. I mean, it just feels like every week, you know, I'm going somewhere new, learning a new course, and it's been awesome. I mean, I've loved it. Obviously, with Liv, it's been incredible, just the places I've gotten to go and the guys I've gotten to be around, being on Phil's team now, and also playing Asian tour events, going over to Singapore. I was in Korea. I mean, in the Middle East for some. I mean, I've been everywhere, but it's been absolutely awesome. And like you said, it's just a learning thing, just keep getting better, and that's been the mindset. But I feel like, you know, we're trending in the right direction, and that's really what I'm focused on, just keep getting better and better every day.
How has this year been different from your experience last year so far?
It's been fairly similar. I mean, it's still, you know, playing Live Golf. I have a team, but now we got a set team, being with Cameron Tringale, Brendan Steele, Phil Mickelson. So this year it's just like it feels like you're playing more for the team than you are just yourself. Last year was kind of like, hey, you know, it's year one. I'm not super close with these guys, but at the same time, you want to compete as a team. But this year, it's really been all about the team for us, and I think that's what's been unique to me. Just seeing how invested Phil is in it. I mean, he's over the top into it. That's what's amazed me. And honestly, it feels like college golf again, the teammates I have, and just being able to joke around with the guys and enjoy it.
That's such a great story. We were just talking about it. I mean, James, there was so much talk leading into this week that, you know, oh, is there going to be acrimony between this group and that group? At the end of the day, you're all professionals. You're all going for the same thing. That stuff seems to be blown out of proportion. Is that a fair statement?
Say so. I mean, a lot of it is, you know, media-based, but at the same time, a lot of us live in the same area. So, for example, I'm in Jupiter. I'll see guys like Justin Thomas and other PGA Tour players in the gym all the time. And, you know, it's just you see each other in person. You're like, hey, man, how's it going? And a lot of guys still play golf together. So, yeah, I think this week I was anticipating something, but it was actually pretty smooth how it went down. So it was cool to see that, you know, it was just all about the golf this week. And that's, you know, that's the beautiful part about the Masters is once that tournament gets going, everything else shuts off. And it's just it's about the golf and who's going to win that green jacket.
Well said there.
Are you spending some time in Joey D's place down south?
I am, yep. I've been working with Colby Wayne, so he's got a handful of tour guys and as well as live guys, so it's been really cool just seeing, you know, that my trainer's with the same dude. I mean, he's been working with Tiger, too, so it's pretty freaking awesome.
BC, talk a little bit about what might be next. You guys, you mentioned a little bit of stuff that you're working on with James.
well, he got his driver back. You know, mm-hmm. We kind of lost it for a little bit there, but he's got his driver back. He's got his confidence back with his driver. He's, you know, be afraid what you ask for. We got some speed and maybe a little bit of inconsistency when I went along with it just popped up. But I think James is getting a handle on it. He drove it a lot better in Orlando. And I think he's got his finger on it with the driver again. But the short game, the biggest thing that James did in this offseason was really, really, really improve his wedge game. He did a heck of a job. He's hitting them off just about every wedge hole high now. There's no surprises when the ball comes off his wedge. He changed balls. He went to the Pro V1X. I think it helps him with his spin a little bit more around the greens. And, you know, the biggest thing is he went and spent some time with Phil, and his short game has gotten – way better. His scrambling averages, just looking at his stats this morning, have gone, you know, through the roof. His putting still needs a little help, but everything else has gotten real tidy. But Phil has done an amazing job with him with his short game. James was like a sponge out there one week with him, and he learned a lot, and he uses it in the tournaments, which is pretty amazing for not spending that much time on it. But I think the wedge game, the biggest thing sticks out to me with James' improvement, and he's going to have a good run here pretty soon.
James, what's next for you? We're running up against a break and certainly want to give people an opportunity if they don't know, you know, when they can see you next and what the next little while looks like. Kind of give everybody an update on that.
Yeah, I'm headed to Australia here. I'm leaving Saturday, so that'll be – the next Friday coming up, three-day live event in Adelaide, and a week after that, Singapore. So some international events coming up for me, and looking forward to getting after it over there.
You know, everybody here is rooting for you, no doubt about that. And when I say over here, I'm not just talking about this little group at Fox Hills. You got a ton of fans in this area. You're always going to be one of us, and we're always going to be rooting for you. Continued success to you. Look forward to chatting with you, and certainly look forward to you winning some of these tournaments quick, fast, in a hurry. Really appreciate your time, James.
Thank you guys so much for having me on. I always appreciate it.
I'll see you at the NAW, James.
Yeah, and make sure you book the flights the right way to Australia and back, because it's a long one.
James Pyatt kindly joining us, of course, the LIV Tour. It's been great to watch him continue to grow, and we expect some great things from him in the not too distant future. All right, we've got to take a break here. Spin on Golf, brought to you by our friends at Rocket Mortgage Classic. Speaking of Rocket Mortgage Classic, the executive director, our old pal Jason Langwell, joins us next year on a Sunday night, 760 WJR.